UPND insists its position on independent candidates aims to preserve party unity. And in global news, a hospital in DR Congo's Ebola epicenter overwhelmed with patients. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Police in Lusaka have arrested five men in connection with political violence that erupted in Chawama constituency yesterday, resulting in cases of aggravated robbery, malicious damage to property, assault and unlawful wounding. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the incident occurred around 13 hours following a confrontation between supporters of the ruling UPND and the Tonse Pamozi Alliance. Mr. Chilavi explains that Chawama Police Station received a report of the disturbance at about 13:10 hours, prompting the immediate deployment of officers to the area to restore order and commence investigations. He says preliminary investigations indicate that a group of individuals linked to the Tonse Pamozi Alliance allegedly attacked and ransacked the UPND Ward 3 office in John Howard compound, damaging property and stealing several items. Mr. Chilavi says a laptop belonging to the UPND Ward 3 office was reported stolen, while office furniture and equipment valued at approximately 30,000 kwacha were damaged during the incident. He says two people were injured during the violence, including Laston Lungu, 21, who suffered back injuries after being hit by stones, and Christopher Mumba, 45, who sustained injuries to his right hand.
The five suspects currently in police custody are identified as Hapis Yuluta, age 39, Andrews Mukoko, age 21, Pochileshe, age 26, Charles Nyambe, age 26, and Arnold Siuluta, age 26. Investigations are ongoing, and police have launched an operation to apprehend other individuals suspected of involvement in the violence and related offences, including their accomplices. The Zambia Police Service reiterates its position of zero tolerance to political violence and warns that all perpetrators will be firmly dealt with in accordance with the law, regardless of political affiliation.
Meanwhile, Anti-Political Violence Association of Zambia President Benedict Mulenga has described the political violence that erupted yesterday in Chawama between UPND cadres and Tonse Alliance supporters incident as shameful, noting that political differences should not result in violence. Ms. Mulenga says politics should be driven by ideas, policies and efforts to advance national development rather than acts of violence and bloodshed.
We strongly condemn political violence which took place in Chawama. Politics is not about violence and bloodshed. It is shameful in a Christian nation like Zambia to see citizens attacking each other over political differences. We are calling all political party leaders urgently to advise their political supporters to stop violence. Zambia's democracy will only grow when we disagree without fighting. Let us protect the peace and unity.
And governance and human rights advocate Dr. Noor Chiseves has urged the Zambia Police Service to strengthen intelligence gathering and proactively deploy officers to areas with a history of political violence.
The police must enhance intelligence gathering and deploy forces proactively, especially in areas with a history of violence. Static and mobile patrols coupled with community engagement can help prevent such incidents. We urge all parties to instruct their members to refrain from violence and respect the rule of law. The Electoral Commission of Zambia should expedite investigations into the incident and ensure perpetrators face justice. Suspending parties found guilty of instigating violence may be necessary. We urge citizens to remain vigilant, report suspicious activities.
The ruling UPND has emphasized that its decision to discourage members from contesting elections as independent candidates after failing to secure adoption is aimed at preserving party unity and strengthening its chances in the forthcoming general elections. UPND national spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says the party's position is intended to ensure that members rally behind adopted candidates and present a united front against opposition parties during the elections. Mr. Mwetwa says party unity requires all candidates who participated in intra-party elections to support those selected to represent the party, adding that this approach enables the UPND to compete more effectively in the general elections. He says members who are genuinely committed to advancing the agenda of Hakainde Hichilema have embraced the president's guidance to support adopted candidates rather than pursue personal political interests. Mr. Mwetwa says members who choose to contest as independents after losing an intra-party elections undermine the purpose of the party's adoption process.
Together, we can do more. Unlike once you are left, then you begin to fragment the voice and strength of the party into different entities, but still professing and proclaiming that you are pushing the agenda of President HH. All those who are genuinely pushing the agenda of President HH have heeded to his advice, and his advice is as per agreement of the party that those who shall not be adopted shall not push personal and individual interests to stand as independent.
Business development and marketing expert James Chuala has commended Kansanshi Mining PLC and Pick and Pay Zambia for starting the implementation of the Local Content Act statutory instrument number 68, which mandates mining companies to provide empowerment programs for communities in areas where they operate. Mr. Chuala said Kansanshi Mining PLC has launched a supplier development program aimed at supporting the growth of small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, including smallholder farmers, to help them meet buyer requirements and access larger markets. He explains that one of the key objectives of the program is to enable SMEs to scale up production and consistently supply products to major off-takers such as chain stores and other large buyers. Mr. Chuala further noted that Pick and Pay Zambia has created shelf space for locally produced goods and farm produce, providing market access for local entrepreneurs and farmers. He also expressed concern over challenges being faced by SMEs in finding reliable and secure formal markets, including failure to meet the requirements set by large off-takers, which include supply consistency.
Some mining firms have started implementing SI 68, the Local Content Act, which mandates mining companies to embark on providing empowerment programs to the local communities where they operate from. Kansanshi SME Accelerator Program is providing both technical support and revolving fund to selected SMEs in their current cohort who are based in Solwezi District. One of the objectives of the program is to support SMEs to scale up production so that they meet requirements and supply products to large off-takers such as chain stores consistently. Pick and Pay have demonstrated they have equally come to the party by creating shelf space for local products and farm produce to be sold in their stores.
Go Back to the Land Zambia has commended government for increasing investment in cassava production as part of efforts to enhance food security and transform rural economies across the country. Organization Executive Director Cyprian Piri says the projected 1.2 million metric tons of cassava planted during the 2023-2026 farming season is a positive step towards strengthening agricultural productivity and improving livelihoods for rural communities. Mr. Piri notes that the rise in cassava production reflects government's commitment to invest continued investment in key agricultural sectors, including maize, rice, groundnuts, and cassava, aimed at ensuring sustainable food security. He has further attributed the growth in cassava production to mechanization and improved farming technologies, under agro-processing initiatives such as the cassava mechanization and agro-processing project, which has helped farmers improve yields. Meanwhile, Mr. Piri has urged government to extend similar investment opportunities to other provinces, stating that public-private partnerships and outgrower schemes involving companies such as Zambia Breweries and Musika have significantly contributed to cassava production in Nwapola province through farmer training, input support, and market access.
As an organization, I want to take this opportunity to applaud government in the 1.2 million